first Syria and Iran are not neighbors. There's Iraq that separates them.
The same region.
However, they had control over Iraq through ethnic devices, through ethnic cheap devices. They use your religion in order to have a say in your country, in your land. This is just brings us to Nazism before that's at the ideological side. This is using another device. Yes, they played on that issue of Shia Sunni things in order to be able to control Iraq. Now, the same situation they wanted to use in Syria, and they use Hezbollah, which is a tool in their hands first. They excuse the pretext for Hezbollah's interference in Syria was they wanted just to protect the shrines, the Shiite shrines. And these shrines had been there for hundreds of years and they were protected by Syrians, whatever their religion was. Either say the Zainab or all these things, they were protected. I am one of the minorities, by the way. I am a Druze.
I know.
Okay? And we are close to the Shiites more than we are close to the Sunnis. But I don't look at things this way. I look at every Syrian, Christian, Muslim, Druze, Sunni, Alawi, as Syrians. And they deserve to have the rule of law controlling people's lives, not the selfishness of a dictator who imposes on people his dictatorship using these devices like the mullahs or Hezbollah or these militias that have been killing Syrian people for seven continuous years. And you know, for Hezbollah, when they had in 2006 the Israeli invasion of southern Lebanon, Lebanese people came and we hosted them in our homes. Just gave them our homes, our food, in order to protect them. They rewarded us by killing us. Now, Iran, since the Iraqi-Iran war, had the support of Hafez Assad. And till 2000, when Hafez Assad died, they had some sort of balanced and strong relationship. But when Hafez Assad died, things became stronger with Bashar al-Assad because he is weaker. Hafez Assad used to create that balance between the Arabism and his affiliation or connections with the mullahs. Now, I think it was a celebration when 2011 happened in Syria, and they know the weakness of Bashar al-Assad's regime, and they utilized it in a very selfish and cunning way. Many were the times when a political solution had a chance and Iran came in and interrupted that, because it lives on violence and it lives on somebody in power needing its survival. And they expressed it, the Iranians. They said, had it not been for Hezbollah or for us, the regime would have been toppled. They said it. And it continues to be as such. In Astana, the Russians found themselves forced in order to get the Iranians as a guarantor. And a guarantor in order to avoid their spoiling any agreement. And every spoiling and every breaching of these de-escalation areas, you would find Iran behind it. In Idlib in particular. I know it is a very difficult situation because Iran went into the ground, into the social fabric that has been suffering because of that conflict between the masses and the regime. And Iran utilized that in a very sick way. Sectarianism, ethnicity, religious affiliation, the use of the economic status of the horrible economic status of people, they utilize that a great deal. And I don't think that we would recover from the pain caused by Iran in a short time. It's going to take a long time. However, Syrian people are forgiving people. This is what we count on. And also, we have confidence in the Iranian people's intentions. They are free people and they want to live. And you know how these demonstrations were smashed by the mullahs recently. And these would not die. These demonstrations would not die. there could come a time they come again. People want to be free, and they are suffering. Now, they got the billions of dollars, and they spend mullahs on expansion outside and in supporting terrorism, and their people are dying from hunger in certain places. This is what's happening. We don't feel that we wanted a good relationship with Iran, but we really have, we understand that the Iranian people are not the criminals. There is somebody there, up there, who is the criminal, who is like Iranian people suffering from them. We are suffering from their dictatorship also, from their terrorism. I have one.